Ta dva i hiljada. Gabi, Gabi, come. This is my wife. And we have 4 kids together. Yeah. Good morning. Thank you for inviting me. It's not too loud. Be careful. I'm shouting sometimes. So how will the sound man or woman? Man. Man. Deal with it when I'm shouting. Okay. Let's. It's a privilege to be here, really, honestly. I would like to start with a psalm and then let the Holy Spirit lead from there. The notes that I have are in Hebrew from a lesson I gave a few weeks ago in Israel. And I felt on my heart that this is what the Lord wants me to share with you in a little different variation, of course. Of course, because this is the Holy Spirit. It never goes the same way. I mean, never repeat itself word by word, yeah? All fit to the situation and the timing. So I have no notes. Actually, I don't think I will follow this. So I asked before the Lord just to take from this psalm and lead us. And by God's grace, I pray that we will be led to the very presence of God this morning, because this is my intention, this is, I think, or my desire, and I think, I'm sure this is also your desire. Psalm 126. And it's a psalm which really, on the surface, speaks about Israel, but not really. And we are going to develop it by His grace as we go on. Psalm 126. A song of ascents. And there were 15 ascents at the temple where the Levites would receive the people of Israel while coming to worship at the temple. That's why we have 15 psalms of ascents here in the Bible. This is the very reason. So we are Levites, we are priests, yeah? So let's welcome us. And whoever wants, you know, and read it. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongues with singing. Then they said among the nations, which means those are not Jews who are going to speak the following sentence. Yeah, this is you. The Lord has done great things for them. But look the next one. The Lord, it's the same people who are talking still, yeah? It's not a different, okay? It's the same nations who say the Lord has done great things for them. The same say, the Lord has done great things for us. So we will see how it is connected. And we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. And I do believe with all of my heart that now the two are talking together. The Jews, or Israel, and the nations are talking here in one voice. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. And in the south, at least in Israel, there are not too many streams. That's why, otherwise it wouldn't make any sense. Okay? Which means it's a miracle. It's a miraculous act by God, you know, streams of flowing water in the south, in the Negev. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing. And you know why they did it? Now we are not living in such a farming, agricultural, you know, society anymore. Yeah, we have high tech, computers, in industry, you know. Not many of us are really farmers. And in the Middle East, in Israel. You know, when you sow the seed, you are crying because you are not at all sure that it will bear fruit. Because the land is completely dry. The sowing season starts around Tabernacles, and we are going to deal with the feast this morning. I hope you will be patient with me, even if I take more than 45 minutes. I promise I will take 45 Israeli minutes. So they literally had tears while sowing. Oh, Abba, I hope I don't do it for nothing. I hope I am not sweating for nothing. So he who continually goes forth weeping, which means steadfast, yeah? I mean, focused, trusting the Lord, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And my beloved, God's beloved, and my beloved. You know, we saw a connection, a very clear connection between Israel, on one hand, well, today they are called the Jews, okay? Not all of Israel in biblical time were called Jews, just for you to know, a little side traction. Jews were the ones who lived in Judea, and or joined themselves to the tribe of Judah, or were part of the tribe of Judah. Those were the Jews in biblical times, not all. They were Ephraimites, Danites, and Jewish. But later on, the term Jewish and Judaism relates to all of Israel, okay? In Yeshua's time, it's already a very general term to describe the Jews, the lost sheep of Israel, okay? So you can see on one hand in this psalm, the Jews, and on the other hand, Gentiles, people from the nations, saying the same things. Okay? How comes? And today I would like to speak with you about your identity. My beloved Gentile brothers and sisters. And I believe there are some Jews here. It's okay. it's also okay. But especially to you Gentiles who follow the Lord Yeshua. Yeshua, Jesus. Okay? But before, let's pray. Abba, thank you so much for this opportunity that you gave me. That actually you gave all of us. I'm just a mouthpiece. I want to be a mouthpiece, a shofar, ram on, you know, just to that you can blow through me, Abba, your word today. Abba, I pray you bless me, you bless us. Abba, I pray that you really take over because you know that without you I have nothing to offer. Thank you, B'Shem Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua, that you are here. I trust you, we trust you, that you are going to do wonderful things now among us. Continue to do wonderful things among us. B'Shem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, you know who needs to hear and what is needed to be heard here. So I give myself completely to you. These notes, everything, Holy Spirit, come and flow through me. B'Shem Yeshua, amen. So, what is the connection? Who are you, actually? You know, many years have passed since Yeshua was here 2,000 years ago. Yeshua, Jesus, okay? Many years, 2,000 years. And the gospel was completely corrupted. Okay, I mean, if you don't believe me, look how the Jews relate to Christianity today. No wonder. You know, you should read a book called Our Hands Are Stained with Blood. I hope you know. If not, I will give you the idea. Which describes how all the other religions of the world were much more tolerant towards Jews. And the only one which really, really tortured and killed and did all those atrocities to the Jews were so-called Christians. Okay? So many waters passed, you know, flowed through this river, we say. We have an expression. Long time has passed since Yeshua was here 2,000 years ago. Guess what? The book that I hold in my hands is the same book that you hold in your hands, the Bible, the Old and New Testament. And both are Jewish books. It's one Jewish book. And guess what? This book and all the covenant which are described in it were never aimed at you Gentiles at all, to begin with. Oh! Pastor, whom did you bring to us? I mean, heresy, heretic. Before you stone me, wait. Give me a chance. My friends, the new covenant that was cut, this is the Hebrew meaning of cutting, because they cut, actually, any covenant included, constituted by shedding blood, cutting into pieces animals. Okay, that's why the new covenant was cut. Between whom? Between God, of course, on one hand, and the house of Judah and the house of Israel. Gentiles are not there. Read your Bible. So who are you? You are the beloved people of God who join themselves to Israel. Turn with me to Romans 11. I want to set the foundation. I will be very basic in my teaching, and then we'll get into deep waters by His grace, okay? Because I want to eventually go with you and read with you and expose with you a very, very famous passage from the New Testament, John 21. But I need to set some foundational stones, okay? Of a common ground between us. Okay, so if I'm too basic, put your earplugs and just open them, you know, from time to time to see where I am, okay? Then when I get to the New Testament, take them off. Romans 11. Who are you? The new covenant had nothing to do with Gentiles. Romans 11. Verse 13. For I speak to you, Paul says, Gentiles. Which Gentiles? Gentiles were already in the church in Rome, okay? They were part of the living organism called church. Ecclesia, called out ones, yeah? Inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. If by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh and save some of them. Who are they? The Jews. He was a Benjaminite, right? Remember, the term Jews is a term which includes all those tribes, yeah? All of Israel back then, yeah? Save some of them. And by the way, in Romans 9, in chapter 9, he goes even further and he says something which to our Christian ear would sound terrible. He says in Romans 9, verse 1, I tell you the truth in Messiah. I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. Why in the world to open like this? I mean, come on, don't they believe him? To begin with, right? He likes swearing, please, even my conscience bears witness. You know, please believe me, my brothers. Why? Because he's going to make a statement here which would blow your mind away. Especially in the culture that we are living in, yeah? My friends, who would give up his salvation here? Come on, show of hands. I wouldn't want to. But let me change the question. Who would give up his salvation for the sake of others to come into the kingdom? What kind of love? Ah. Nothing is new under the sun. He knew his master. He knew that his master did the same. To bring others, he gave up his life. Yeshua, yeah? Look at the statement that he makes. I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart, Paul says. For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Messiah, which means go to hell. For my brethren, my countrymen, according to their flesh, who are the Israelites to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, etc., etc. Let's continue two chapters further in verse 13. I magnify my ministry, verse 13 of chapter 11, Book of Romans. Verse 14. If by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh and save some of them, for if they're being cast away, are you with me? If them being cast away is the reconciling of the world, what will be their acceptance but life from the death? The dead, yeah? The resurrection. For if the first fruit is holy, the lamp is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some, please read your Bible again, not all, if some of them, some of the Israelites, guess what? All of the church was a Jewish church. There were no Gentiles. And when one Gentile came to know the Messiah, it made such a turmoil. You know, they started to argue, what? Gentiles? Gentiles to know our Messiah? No, no, no. What are you doing, Peter? Remember Cornelius? Today it's upside down. Oh, a Jew is speaking to us. A Jew believes in Jesus. Wow, what a miracle. It was a much bigger miracle for you Gentiles to join me. I never joined you. I never converted to Christianity. I'm not a Christian. You are rather Israelites. You are rather converted to my faith. Much passed since the last 2,000 years, right? Verse 17, and if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them became partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. And that's exactly what happened 100 years after he died, Paul. They started all of the church fathers. The Jews, the killers of God. And persecution starts to take place. And pogroms. Yeah. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you, etc., etc., etc. My friends, who is the olive tree? The some were just cut off the olive tree. It's Israel, the believing Israel. It's not Israel which do not believe in Yeshua. It's only the remnant according to grace to whom you Gentiles have been grafted. Do you get it? Turn with me to Ephesians 2. Therefore remember that you once Gentiles, you are not anymore Gentiles. Stop calling yourself Gentiles. Because Gentiles or Goyim in Hebrew is a very negative term back then. Gentiles equals sinners. If you don't believe me, I don't want to get too much sidetracked, but believe me, I'm talking scriptures. Okay, even Yeshua said, okay, compare Gentiles or parallel between Gentiles and sinners. Once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised by what is called the circumcision made by hands. That at that time, past tense, you were without Messiah, being aliens from the Commonwealth of what? Of England? Of America? Of the Indians, Native Americans? No! Commonwealth of Israel, welcome home. Commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Messiah, Yeshua, you were once far off, have been brought near by the blood of Yeshua. Brought near to where, according to the context? To Britain, to America? No! To the Commonwealth of Israel. And do not look at the word Commonwealth in the modern definition of Commonwealth. It's not, God is not in colonialism. You know, you have Puerto Rico.